Luke chapter 3. Let's finish chapter 3 today. We are on verse 11. John the Baptist is confronting the people. The people said, well, let's read verse 9 again. And now the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. And the people ask him, saying, what shall we do then? And he answered and saith unto them, he that hath two coats, let him impart to him that hath none. And he that hath food, like meat is really food, let him do likewise. Now, John isn't really telling them what to do. He's telling them what the fruit of the Spirit would be. And so we studied that a lot. And you can go listen to Friday's thing if you want to find out. But in part is just give. Meat is broma. Anything that's eaten. But now, we're going to, in verse 12. Then came also the publicans to be baptized. And he saith unto him, Master, what shall we do? And he said unto them, exact no more than that which is appointed you. The publicans were the most hated class in Israel. They were normally Jews who were hired by the Roman government to be the tax collectors. Matthew, the disciple, was a tax collector. We'll see in a minute that Jesus always was eating with them and stuff. But again, in you'll see in these next few scriptures that it talks about how in Jewish literature, and not just here, it talks about just that they're the lowest of the low in anybody's esteem in Israel. So let's see if we can. Publicans is Telonas, which is a tax collector. And we're going to look at a series of scriptures about publicans because it's really important to see that he is not just talking to these guys back then. He is talking to a publican, and a publican is one who either in his mind or by actuality gets it and asks for more than he is appointed to. It could be in spiritual matters. It could be in relationship matters. It could be in any matter in human nature. You exact or expect more than was appointed you. And as a believer, what is appointed to you to expect is nothing. And so if you expect a certain behavior, then you're a publican. If you expect anything else other than being treated as a servant, you're a publican. As a believer, if you get involved in politics because you expect the system to be different than it is, you're a publican. And we could go on and on. Everybody understand this? Exact no more than is appointed you. Doesn't mean just coming out and getting taxes and keeping some for your own. It's spiritual because you're exacting more than is appointed you. And what is appointed to you? You're mad at the government? You're upset with Obama? Or you're upset with the other side? Then you're a publican because you're expecting more than is appointed you. Does everybody understand that? Or does anybody want to discuss it? If you're in here with regard to us, and you expect a certain response from somebody, you're a publican.
Does Ronnie pertain to this?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's all, any sense of entitlement is a Republican. The problem is our society is without shame. So therefore, it's really shame-based, but in terms of outward expression, it's without shame. That's why you get all this crap that's done in the name of freedom of speech. But the sense of entitlement is always at the root of a publican.
I really was talking about us, our response to him, not him. We can already.
Well, that's one thing that we have to consider. But as elders, we have a responsibility to the rest of the body.
I know. It just begs the question.
Of course, yeah.
That's why.
But the question is, what's the best for Ronnie?
Right.
We are not providing the system here that is the best for him, because we, by our actions, have been enabling him. We are co-dependent with him. I never said that before. Where'd that come from?
I know. I feel like I'm in a 12-step room.
Does that make sense?
I don't know what you mean. That's what I was going to say this minute ago, but it's like, this is why there's a body. Because not one person can figure this out. It just—it's like to see the picture clearly. Even God, you know, you got to have all this.
You have to have interaction to make it. You can see it independently, but it's not meat,
right?
Because it hasn't been made flesh in you.
Yeah.
But right now, let me give you a couple more examples. There have been people here who wanted to meet by Buddy.
Long time ago.
No one does.
Right,
my pal, my friend.
People who wanted to be your friend?
Yeah. In fact, it was quite common when we first started.
That's true.
And I have no interest in that. I promise you, if you want to be my friend, you're not going to be. It's like, if you want fellowship, give it. You know, take it. So if you want to be a friend from somebody, you're a publican. We could go on and on. You get this basic understanding, right? Now remember, in that society, only tax collectors were publicans. But Jesus took that meaning and expanded it to the edge of time and space, just like he did with adultery and fornication. Before, you had to get caught in order to be guilty of fornication or adultery. But Jesus said, if you've even thought it, you've committed adultery. So can anyone doubt that their mind is the Antichrist, the instead of Christ? Then why would you give any breath to it? If even at that basic level, you're a friggin' hypocrite. I almost said the other word. I haven't done that for a long time. What? I know, right? Just boom. All right. Now, let's start looking at some publicans.
Don't be calling publicans Republicans.
Huh?
You called publicans Republicans a moment ago.
Good. Our Democrats. If you're a Christian.
Why are you gesturing over here when you say that?
Let's go to Matthew 5. Oh, I wouldn't. Would you think I would ever call anybody a publican to their face? Well, let me ask you a better question. Do you have any doubt that I wouldn't? Oh, I was looking. I do that all the time. It's not in the right place on the page. All right. You have heard, in verse 43, you have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Now you have no, I mean, there's no excuse. There's no wiggle room. That you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. And the only way that can happen is by repentance. If you have a grudge against something, it's Father, forgive me. It's never about the thing. Amen? Mr. Jeff? Anytime you don't like something, you can bet it's God sending His Holy Spirit to reveal your idolatry. All right. And He certainly does with me. Because I don't like those damn labels up there. And they sit and look at me every morning when I teach Bible study. I have to look up there and see labels on stuff. And I hate messes too, but that's another one. And so every morning I look up there when I come in here and I have to say, Father, forgive me.
They're laughing at you.
I know, they're mocking me. They're mocking what I think is important. I do it in the same every time I shave. I've got a can there with a label on it. Who made the shaving cream? In our house, we always had those kind of things were always covered. There is a container for them so that you never saw a label. And that's how I grew up.
Can you be cured?
Huh?
Can you be cured?
No, it's incurable. But I have to repent all the time.
Yeah, that's the point right there. Is to expect to be cured, you want a religion.
No, I don't expect to be cured. I just want to be shown how evil I am.
Okay.
And if I don't show it how evil I am, you'll show how evil I am to me. That's your job. I may not like that very well, just as you don't like it when I do it to you. All right. We're not where I want to be yet. That you may be children of your Father which is in heaven, for He maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth him and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. For now this is a good one. This is too. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans do the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans do so? Be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Now, I'll tell you what, that's probably the least studied, and if studied, least understood scripture in the Bible. How can you be perfect as your Father is perfect? Only by being, your only identity is His Son. You see from the top down, not from the bottom up. You don't even see the world. You see through the world. You don't even look at issues. You see through them to see the mystery, because the mystery is in everything. Everything God has made reveals His mystery if you have eyes to see. Amen?
Amen?
All right, let's go to Matthew 9. You might be able to, can you guess that I like to study publicans? Because it reveals so much. Where did I say go?
Matthew 9.
Matthew 9. Verse 9. 9-9. Pretty soon it's going to be 10-10-10. Do you know that? I thought Jeff would certainly know that, and Gary would certainly know it. 10-10-10. That's probably...
A friend of mine's son is turning 10.
Huh?
A friend of mine's son is turning 10 that day.
Oh, wow.
10-10-10-10.
Mm-hmm. 10-10-10-10.
All right. Get off the 10s. How'd I get on 10s? Because it wasn't 9. All right. And as Jesus passed forth from thence, where was thence? That's after you get out of the ship. As Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom, in other words, getting taxes. And he saith unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And as came to pass as Jesus sat at food in the house, behold, many publicans came and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard, he said unto them, That they which be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what the meaning, what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. Hallelujah. First thing he did is called Matthew. And then he went and ate with a whole bunch of other publicans and hookers.
They went to IHOP?
Probably. Can you see how Jesus' presence just upset everything? And his presence today, if he's revealed in you, will upset everything. But when you buy into any part of time and space, then you sold out. But you get so righteous. If you buy into any and have a stand and or opinion about anything in time and space, man, can you get righteous in a split second. Amen, Gary?
That works. You know, this made me think of Tabernacles and going in, you know, after the days of activity was done, it's time to get ready. And I put on that white shirt and just all the meaning of that white shirt overwhelmed me. It was like, it's not about my righteousness, it's his.
Amen.
And I can't bear the weight, but he can.
Amen.
It does. It's so cool.
That's probably enough. It's a short Bible study because it talks about some other things, but no, let's give you one more. Matthew 11. There's so much you can see, because Matthew was a publican, you can see why there's so much information about publicans in Matthew. Amen? Keep losing my place. I must be getting old. I'm not getting old. I am old. Well, let's start in verse 1. And it came.
I keep thinking of this publican word and I'm trying to get down to the nut of it, and it's like the
one publicans don't have any nuts.
It's the garden.
I squirted that.
Need to circumcise your lips, though.
Look at that. Look at that look. Look at that look.
That's nothing.
He gives me that look quite often. It's that. And then.
The publican is the one judging for himself with evil.
Amen.
That's the point. And everybody always falls short. Or they don't fall short. Either you're worshiping or you're judging down. But that's your publican position.
All right.
Judging for good with yourself.
All right. And it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples. Now this is critical. When he had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities, their families, their loved ones. it's sin for you to think that you're supposed to save somebody, especially your parents. That's not your job. Your job is to be faithful. That's why the Great Commission isn't go you into all the world. it's in a tense which simply means as you go. You'll speak. If you believe, you'll speak. If you speak, somebody's going to hear. If they hear, then you got to preach and teach. But first of all, the process has to be the dying seed. There's the dying seed. That's the definition of an apostle. When the word is made flesh in him, then he has to prophesy. The prophecy doesn't tell him the future, it's just speaking what's there. And because he prophesies, he's an evangelist. He doesn't decide he's going to be an evangelist. And he certainly didn't decide he's going to be an apostle. He certainly didn't decide he's going to be a prophet. Those aren't titles. They're a what is. If you believe, you'll speak. If you speak, you're an evangelist. If you're an evangelist, people will be drawn. Not because of your preaching, but because they see something different. If you're an evangelist, a pastor, you also have to be a teacher. That's the fivefold ministry.
It's funny how the world takes that, or we can take that angle completely different and start with the definition.
Oh, yeah.
You try to
achieve it.
You have to be a hypocrite in order to come to that place that you define yourself at.
Yeah. The same when you're saying, what is my calling? I don't want to know what my calling is. Stay in your damn business what your calling is. Your calling is Jesus Christ. What's my ministry? Your ministry is Jesus Christ. Your life is Jesus Christ. But every time you try to come up with a label and go study for that, you become a hypocrite because you can't meet the standard. Does that make sense? I mean, I didn't lay hands on Gary. I laid hands on Gary and Judy. And spiritually, I didn't lay hands on Gus. I laid hands on Gus and Jessica. Same with John and Joyce Anna. Judy is incomplete because she's such a bitch. But Gary is complete because he needs that aspect of her because he's always wanting to be buddies with everybody. And he always thinks about time.
He's got people to meet.
All right. We didn't even get where we wanted to get, but we'll get that tomorrow. If God lets us do it, he may just whap me. I hope he whaps me. I'm tired of all this. Take it, big guy.